the Sally Ann podcast.
Good morning. This is the Sally Ann podcast, and today we will be discussing beauty and skincare for those with sensitive skin. We did this week, as well as continuing on from last week, how I did my hot chocolate and how my s'mores went. First off, how was your week, Neil?
Yeah, it's been okay. It's been a festive week.
Yes, it has indeed.
Lots have been going on here. Have you been? What have you been doing this week?
Been going to meetings. Been just chilling, doing some gaming. Stuff like that. I've been thinking about what am I going to have for Christmas. I'm really excited. The weather's been a bit hectic, but it's actually kind of nice, you know, to sit in and have a nice hot chocolate, which brings us into our next segment, hot chocolate. Now, hot chocolate is beloved by all. It's rich, it's velvety, you can have it powdered. Hell, you can even make it from yourself. Nobody knows when hot chocolate was first created, but hot chocolate is most popular in places like Germany, Scandinavian countries, Italy, etc., etc. Now, how I made my hot chocolate, and I tried this new recipe, is I chopped up some chocolate, obviously, poured in some milk and added some brown sugar, and I stirred it until it was hot but not steaming, hot but not boiling. And it was this beautiful consistency. It wasn't very rich because I ensured that I made sure that the powder I added wasn't too rich. Now, to not spend so much money, you could use a good powder like cacao powder is preferable, but you could use Galaxy hot chocolate powder, any hot chocolate powder, as long as it's hot chocolate powder. So, Neil, have you ever tried any of those nice velvety hot chocolates that are made by actually using chocolate instead of powder?
Yeah, I love hot chocolate.
Oh, it's so good. Like, I used zero fat whipped cream and it's so good. It tastes very sweet if you add too much sweetness to it. And I added a bit of an interesting twist. I added allspice.
Ooh.
Added some collection of spices.
Make it taste Christmassy.
Yes, it did actually, funnily enough. And I did another Christmassy treat. I made s'mores. Now, and I made s'mores in an interesting way. Instead of using a campfire, because I'm not going to do a campfire in my kitchen, I used an air fryer. Now, what I did first was I laid...
For everyone out there that don't know what a s'mores is, what is it?
A s'mores is basically an American / Canadian creation where you add a layer of marshmallows at the bottom, then chocolate, then you get a biscuit of your choice. It could be... Or even, it has to be a biscuit like a digestive. It can't be a soft cookie to be a biscuit. So you get a biscuit and you scoop it up into the marshmallow and the chocolate. Ali, you make yourself a more small little sandwich. That's what s'more is. S'mores is basically chocolate, marshmallow and cookie. And not necessarily in that order. It's really, really good. You can use it with any cookie. Oat cookies preferable. Or I even use white chocolate. It's so good. It's so satisfying when it comes out and it's so gooey and nice. So basically, I made it in the air fryer. I took the air fryer lining. I added a layer of marshmallows at the bottom. Then I added a layer of milkier chocolate. Added a bit, added a bit of milkier chocolate or dairy or Cadbury, whatever chocolate you want. You can even have vegan chocolate, dark chocolate, any chocolate. Then I put it in the air fryer on 200 degrees for 5 minutes. And it creates the most delicious s'mores ever. So if you're listening out there and you have an air fryer, this is a good hack.
How long did it take?
5 minutes.
Nice.
You have to be very, very fragile with the marshmallows. Make sure you lay it in a nice layer.
I'm guessing that was pudding. I imagine you had dinner first.
Yes, obviously.
Nice. So that's your s'mores.
So what have you? And also this week, I also found some nice little items at charity shops. Charity shops are a great and cheap and effective way to go shopping. You don't just give to charity. You also help find little knickknacks that are not so.
Right?
Yes, yes. And some of the brands they have are even cheaper. Like for example, you could find, I don't know, a jacket from, I don't know, Next that would normally be £45, sold in there for £4. It's amazing. Or you could find a jacket.
Did you buy anything?
Not really, but I'm, you know, saying that, for example, you could have trousers from River Island that would cost £55, but You buy them from a charity shop and it's only £5. It's amazing. It's a real nice, you know, hack in a way. I watched Wicked at the weekend and I loved it. I watched Wicked on Friday, Thursday. Wicked was so good. Like, I love the cinematography. I love the musical. I love the inclusivity. I like the overall ambience of it, really.
Yeah, we spoke about that last time, didn't we? Wicked. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about skincare products.
Skincare. Now, if you have sensitive skin like me or any other skin-related issues, the best kind of things to use is emollient moisturisers. Emollient is essentially softens your skin, makes sure you're moisturised. As advised by dermatologists, it is important that you moisturise. We often in our daily lives, we often forget to take care of ourselves. And part of self-care is making sure that we obviously feel good. And a good way to feel good is to do skincare. And I don't mean makeup necessarily. I mean any skincare, from adding water to your face in the morning to using moisturizer. Or hell, if you want to use makeup, you can use makeup. For example, I like Neutrogena. Neutrogena is advised by dermatologists because they have a wide range of skincare that is hypoallergenic. Hypoallergenic, for those that don't know, basically means it's free of allergens such as perfume, such as alcohol, such as other irritants. And it's so good. Like W7 is a good brand, for instance. W7 is based in Australia, but it's also available in the UK. It's wildly popular in places like B&M. You can find it in shelves in B&M, and their price range is amazing. Like, their cheapest is around £1 to around £5. That's their price range. Other good brands for skincare is Bare Minerals. Bare Minerals is another brand that's available in cosmetic shops. Bare Minerals is a bit on the pricey side, but whatever works for your skincare. I'm currently using Zeroderm, which is more medically advised in, you know, skincare terms. So I don't really think you can find many skincare products, but I found about something called Neutrogena. Neutrogena is good. And it's best to avoid products that use a lot of powders, use a lot of irritants, use a lot of, you know, perfumes in there. And it's also good to use vegan makeup brands, because often vegan makeup brands often use more natural elements as opposed to something like brands that aren't vegan, brands that use stuff like alcohol or use stuff like perfumes. W7 is also a very vegan makeup brand. So, and also W7 has a line called Oh So Sensitive. So those out there that want to wear makeup, also want to take care of their skin, W7 is a great brand. And if you want to go a bit more pricey, go for Bare Minerals or Neutrogena.
So some good Christmas gift ideas there.
Yeah, there's some good Christmas gift ideas. They're in good price ranges.
Stocking fillers.
And if you suffer from psoriasis or eczema, look for brands that have the British Skin Foundation or the Psoriasis Foundation. Those two. For those that don't know, psoriasis is a skin condition like eczema, where it creates flaky patches on the skin, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, also avoid exfoliants, because exfoliants often dry out the skin. So avoid them.
I imagine a good Christmas present for you, Sally, would be a spa day. Have you ever been to a spa?
Oh, I haven't been one in years, but my God, spas are wonderful. I mean, like, they can be a bit pricey, and their treatments, a bit like, are they really accessible for those with psoriasis? But my God, spas, they have everything. My God, my dream is to go to a spa. So Mum, if you're listening, or anyone in my family, if you're listening.
Christmas this year.
We could have a nice spa day. I would like that, actually, spa. It feels so good.
You'd be all over that.
I do not know how that will affect my psoriasis, but I've heard steam can help, but actually, no, I don't really know. I'm not a skin dermatologist, but I do know a little bit about skincare. I first started doing skincare when I was around 20, and makeup is a bit overrated, if I'm going to be honest. Makeup is cosmetic. And the best thing you should be using in the morning for your skin is moisturizers, Serums if you want to, but I'd recommend not getting serums from places like Amazon, because I recently found out that sometimes Amazon can sell fake vitamin C serums. Now, always make sure your vitamin C serums are not fake. Now, I don't know how to do it, but you can search it up. So yes, the best place to buy skincare products is from the website themselves. Now, those websites might carry a hefty delivery fee for £2, but it's always worth it. You don't want to get fake makeup products, especially somewhere from Amazon. W7's price range is, well, no, price delivery fee is normally around £2. And do you notice on delivery apps, they have really extortionate delivery fees?
No.
Because I literally looked on Uber Eats the other day and it had a £20 delivery fee.
That's mental.
That is crazy, like extortionate.
Mm.
And for those who want to be good in their budget, if you want a takeaway, but the takeaway apps are being a bit hefty, you can go to your local shop and they sell a takeaway range.
Or you can go direct, right?
Or you can go direct to the website. Again, as I said, websites offer less of a hefty delivery price compared to apps like Just Eat and Uber Eats because they're more concerned about taking your money.
Yeah.
It's all about capitalism.
So what have you got going on this weekend?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to do gaming, art, Next week, I'm going to go. It's Christmas next week, isn't it?
Week Wednesday, isn't it?
Oh, week Wednesday. Is it next Wednesday?
Yeah, not the Wednesday coming, the Wednesday after.
Oh, I can't wait.
Exciting.
If you're listening, Mum, I can't wait for your delicious Christmas dinner.
Yeah, and she can't wait for her spa.
We could all have a spa day.
There you go. As a family,
also,
that'd be lovely.
Family packages for spas are very, very popular.
Yep.
Also have spas at home. Epsom salts are also good. As I was saying, I'm looking forward to Christmas. I really am, just spending time with my family, opening presents, drinking an indulgent hot chocolate. On Sunday, hopefully, I'm going to go for a nice morning coffee.
Nice.
At Bewitched. And for those in the Peterborough area, there's something called Inclusive Peterborough, which is great for those who are neurodivergent and or LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anything you got planned this week, Neil?
I'm off to London tomorrow.
Ooh, London.
Going to have a look around.
Hopefully you don't get swept up in the wind.
Well, fingers crossed. Well, yeah, it was crazy, that wind.
It was,
storms, right?
It was actually.
But as you say, to sit inside, listen to the storm whilst you're sat inside with the fire going and a nice hot chocolate.
I don't have fire. But for those around Peterborough, do be aware that there is currently a red warning for Storm Darragh. I think that's how it's pronounced. Now, the best bet, if you're extremely vulnerable or you have to have difficulty walking on your feet, the best bet is to stay indoors until the storm calms down. If you have anxiety around storms, remember, it will be okay. We in the UK get very rare, dangerous storms. The very, very most, a tree might fall over, but no houses will be damaged. In America, it's a lot worse. In America, they have like 10 kilometers per hour winds. In UK, our last of a hurricane lasting was like in the 1800s. So we're good. We are good. We are good. We are good. We are good.
Good. Right. Anything to add before we go?
I'd like to shout out to my baby niece, Saoirse. She just turned one. She turned one.
Nice.
And happy birthday, kiddo. Can't wait to see you in America.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Magustalations.
The Sally Allen Podcast.